The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
One of the coolest things about working in the White House and afterwards getting the invitations to the White House Christmas party is the Marines who would be there. The Marine Corps Band playing the standards. And we play that tune today, a tune that you should recognize if you're an American, because we wish happy 246th birthday to the Marine Corps, which was founded, of course, in a tavern, yes, as is very apposite for the Marine Corps. Happy birthday to all the true devil dogs out there, not the woke seditionists like John Kelly and Mattis, but the real devil dogs. Happy, happy birthday. Let's celebrate together with our West Coast warrior princess, Jennifer Horn. Are you there?
I am here. Happy birthday to the Marines, and happy Wednesday to you, Seb.
Happy, happy Wednesday to you as well. I don't know, you work incredibly hard, hardest working lady on radio, as you also keep, Grant Stinchfield under control every morning as you're hosting the Morning Answer on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. However, I don't know what you do after the show airs. Have you been keeping a beady eye on the Kyle Rittenhouse trial?
Is this insane? What a couple of twists that we've seen over the last couple of days. And you know what? What really struck me, Seb, is that we heard about this, obviously, after Jacob Blake and Kenosha in 2020. That was the year where we heard about this. And the media convicted him on day one. They made fun of Ricky Schroeder and all the people who stood up for Kyle Rittenhouse, that they were just a bunch of white supremacists. Even the president himself, Biden, called him a white supremacist. Do you know what really struck me? And I'm almost embarrassed to admit this, because you know I keep up with the news like crazy.
Yes.
As I was kind of going through, as this trial got underway, what was it, last week probably, I was just going through and just refreshing everything in my mind. And I looked at the victims, and the victims were all white. Now,
hang on. Don't forget. White wife beaters and child rapists. Don't forget.
I pride myself on staying afloat on most of the stuff. Especially these big stories, I really try to stay up to date. In my mind, he shot at black people. He didn't shoot at white people. He shot at black people. This is why the media convicted him and said he was a white supremacist, because he went in with an AR-15 to go hunting for black people. That was the impression that the news media gave us. That was what was in people's minds. I still think people believe that he shot three black people. And he did not. Not that this makes it any better. A life is a life. The kids shouldn't have been out on the street. We can go through all the details.
Hang on. A life is a life. I said on my show earlier, you rape children, you should get the death penalty.
You're right about that.
The guy who attacked him first, who actually raped children multiple times. I'm sorry, that's what you get the chair for. That's what capital punishment. As far as I'm concerned, Kyle Rittenhouse, let's thank him for putting away somebody who was a child rapist, period.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. And you don't hear that in the mainstream news media either. You don't hear the circumstances around the people who were out there on the street. So I think it's just another reminder today, as we watch this trial and we see the judge in the case and we see the prosecution with their head in their hands, I think we remember that a lot of this has to do with how the media portrayed this. They're so desperate for a narrative to try to shut people up. because they want to call everybody a white supremacist.
Where are the whites? Let's stop it for a second. This is a really important issue. We're talking to Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn, also at DJV Show on Twitter and CRNTalk.com. Where are the white supremacists? So we've been told for years now that America is rife. They're coming out of the faucet. They're coming out of the power sockets. The white supremacists are everywhere.
Yeah.
So we had a couple of putzes with tiki torches at Charlottesville. We had the mentally deranged, medicated person that killed that young lady, Heather Heyer. Okay, we've got that. And then we've got what? Carl Rittenhouse shooting convicted child rapists. Where are the white supremacists that we keep being told about, Jennifer?
I wish we could figure it out.
I know where they are. They're at the Glenn Youngkin rally paid for by the Lincoln Project pedo protectors. Oh, hang on. I just connected two things. Isn't that interesting? Lincoln Project protects pedophiles like Jack Weaver with 21 young men, children as well, who had inappropriate sexual relations with. That's the Lincoln Project's white supremacist problem with Rick Wilson and his wife's cooler with the South Shall Rise Again written on the cooler with the Confederate flag. Oh, and then there's white supremacists like Charlottesville. So I think there's a connection here, isn't there, Jen?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Everything that the left calls us is exactly what they are. We've seen it from conspiracies. We've seen it to what they call the people on the right. It is just them trying to shut people down and to try to deflect from who they really are. And it's disgusting. We have got to do a better job of spreading the message. I know talk radio does it. Thank God for that. But when is the news media going to wake up? When is the left going to stop trying to brand the right just because they can't articulate facts because they don't have any to bring to the table?
Yeah, bingo, bingo. All right, your job is to tell us what's going on in what used to be one of the most beautiful states of the union in California. The nephew of Nancy Pelosi, Gruesome Newsom, has reappeared. Do you buy his story as to where he was AWOL and why he was AWOL?
Seb, this story is so crazy. So on October 27th, I had an all-points bulletin out for Gavin Newsom. On October 27th, he took his booster shot for COVID-19. I think he took the Moderna booster shot. He's on television, of course, because you have to promote all of that stuff. He then disappears. Now, cue a lot of people, pardon the pun, but cue a lot of people who start hitting the conspiracy button going, wait a second, he hasn't been on television. Is he vaccine injured? Why? What went on? He even canceled his appearance at that climate summit, which seems to be never ending. It's like 2 weeks, 3 weeks in the making now. He didn't go to that. He was not seen in Sacramento. Well, it turns out his wife, and it was very strange, on Sunday wrote a tweet and said, the truth is the truth, and you know, basically leave us alone, just believe what we've told you. And then she took it down. And then Gavin Newsom's staffer said, well, yeah, he's been in the Capitol a little bit. He's really just hanging out with his kids. It was very strange. If someone says you're vaccine injured after you get the booster, don't you send out a statement saying, hey, guys, I'm fine. I'm just taking a week off. Why wouldn't you come out and address those rumors? Our friend Dennis Prager did a whole hour about this, about how he didn't bring any confidence to people who were afraid. And if his job is to sell the vaccine, he didn't do a great job. Well, it turns out he says he was just with his kids, but he was also at the wedding of a woman named Ivy Getty. Now, Seb, we've talked about Aunt Nancy Pelosi.
Along with who?
Oh, George Soros was there. And I believe there was even a Jerry Brown sighting at this wedding. Now, Snopes, God love him. Snopes has taken videos, which I know that you have all seen, that were put together trying to connect the big power families in California, and they try to poo-poo it, saying that it's not true, these relations between Nancy Pelosi and Gavin Newsom and the Gettys. Here at this wedding in California, up in the Bay Area, you have Nancy Pelosi officiating the ceremony.
Gavin Newsom in the crowd. In a mask.
And by the way, if you were photographed next to Nancy, you had to be wearing a mask. But then the mask came off. and they were partying maskless like the hypocrites that they are. And apparently this was a weird wedding. They had like a chihuahua in the wedding. That was part of it. They also had, because they you can't, when you're a billionaire like the Gettys are, you can't just have one day of fun on a Saturday afternoon. You have to have a whole weekend of wedding activities. And apparently it was so ruckus, they had to bring in IV drips to revive the crowd after they were all partying it up on Friday night. So
I had a misspent childhood, okay? In college, yeah. I was a little bit wild. I never had to have an IV after a party. Never.
That seems to be the new trend.
You?
No, I've never had to have hydration. Now, I've had to drink a little Gatorade every once in a while.
Bottle of water?
Right. Mouth, water, cup
drink,
of coffee.
You know, kind of complicated.
Throw the coffee down, but never an IV drip. But this is like the new trend. All these young partiers go out and get IVs. And so they have this. You know, usually it's the candy-coated almonds, but at the Getty wedding, you get an IV drip.
Creepy, creepy, creepy. But I guess if Nancy Pelosi is officiating, you're going to get a lot of creepy. We're going to continue discussing what's going on in California. So much news to break. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial is in recess right now. While we're waiting, go and follow Jennifer Horn right now, at Jennifer Horn. She is the host of The Morning Answer, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also crntalk.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We'll be back in a moment.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are back with Jennifer Horn. She's such a trooper. Whenever I never tell her to do this, but whenever I come on her show every Tuesday, along with Grant Stinchfield, she says everything about me. She does it so professionally. It's like honey on glass. She talks about the show, the Newsmax, and the merch. You're a champ. You're a true tramp. But I haven't told you our latest deal. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this, Jennifer?
I'm super excited because I love all the merch so far. I have a bunch.
It is the Let's Go Brandon package. It is the Season's Delight. Randy, Master of Merch, we should call him Master of Merch, has got this package that you get T-shirt of your choice, Let's Go Brandon. You've got the Let's Go Brandon new MAGA hat. You've got two Let's Go Brandon yard signs, all for the bargain price of $89. How cool is that?
That is so awesome. So you get a shirt, a hat, and the yard sign. That
two
is
yard
awesome.
Signs.
2 yard signs. Okay.
2 yard signs. All right.
I got to sign up for this. I told you I'm doing Made in America Christmas this year. So I'm going to go do some shopping.
See, she even reminds me that all of our merch is made in America. Whatever it is, the hats, the president's T-shirts, the hoodies, the mugs, the Tervis tumblers, even the books, all made in America. God bless you, Jennifer. SebGorkaStore.com is the place. Buy American this season. SebGorka, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A store.com. Okay, let's get back to California. Can you explain this to me? You guys have been so well behaved. You've got triple dipple masks. You're wearing your rubber gloves, you're walking around in your hazmat suits, and now from Breitbart, Hannah Blue, masked up, this is the headline, masked up California is reporting not one, not two, not three, four times more daily COVID cases than Florida. How is that?
Seb, this makes me go insane because I've lived this lockdown for over a year and a half. We're like coming up on 2 years soon enough. And we have been locked down. We've had businesses shut down. We've had schools shut down. We've had the courts shut down. You want to talk about crime surge? You can't even get people into the courts, in and out. Everything is backed up because of these ridiculous lockdowns. Now, you would think that the ridiculous lockdowns would keep us all safe, right? That's what we were told. Follow the science.
Follow the science.
Do it for your family and your friends and your Aunt Matilda, who's in a nursing home. Follow the science. Well, compare the numbers between California and Florida, and you will find that our vaccination rate is higher. We were closed down longer, and we are suffering worse than Florida. Now, people ask why. Well, when these ding-dongs send us home, guess what? That's where people are comfortable. They're not wandering around with masks. Everybody's sitting on top of each other, and people are spreading it around at home. You also add that to the fact that Florida is focusing on therapeutics and helping get people well, focusing on the fact that the vaccinated can get sick just like the unvaccinated, and you have a perfect recipe for what to do compared to California's what not to do model. And all of these hypocrites, they don't live the restrictions. This is fully about control and compliance. And we have in San Francisco and Los Angeles two mandates that are in effect. You know, I'm officially on protest right
yes.
now. Because LA City has shut down indoor dining, indoor spas, indoor salons, shopping malls, movie theaters to anyone who is unvaxxed. And I haven't, this is since Monday, and you know, I don't have much of a life during the week because I get up very early. So I'm kind of a shut-in anyway. But my dad went out to dinner last night for the first time. And he asked if I would make the reservation. We run a business together. One of our old colleagues was in town. And so I made him a reservation and just hit the – they gave me an option in the reservation. I hit outdoor dining because I thought we don't need to have a big to-do. We'll just have him sit outdoors. It's California. It's fine. So he gets there. His friend is already inside the restaurant sitting inside. So my dad just blows past, as he kind of does, pretending to know where he's going. He blows past. And he goes and sits with his friend and they sit down. They start having dinner. And I guess when he sat down, his friend said, "Are you vaccinated? Is it okay for you to be in here?" And my dad said, "No, I've got the antibodies." Because he gets them checked every week. Well, every other week or so. He's got the antibodies. He's still doing fine after we had COVID. A waitress comes over halfway through their meal and says, "Excuse me, sir. I was just told that someone at your table is unvaccinated. We need to move you outdoors."
Are you serious?
So they packed him up and they moved him outdoors. My dad calls me. He's like, "Did you write down that I was unvaccinated on the reservation?" I said, "No, I would never." It's none
so
of
they're eavesdropping
business.
On the conversation of
so
diners?
Somebody who must be a rat who must have been sitting around them must have heard the conversation. My dad has a loud, booming voice.
Wow.
He's the voice of the Larry Elder Show, if you've ever heard it. He's got a loud voice.
He does.
And they must have
no,
said
no,
he's something.
No, he's got a manly voice.
He's got a radio voice like your
yes.
voice. It's, you guys can't whisper. I can't either. And so they kicked him out. Can you believe it?
I know your dad. I'm just shocked he didn't walk out.
You know what? I think if he hadn't been with someone that we do business with and if he hadn't already ordered, he might have. But even in Santa Monica, the city is now asking residents there if they see someone who is breaking the mandate that they're supposed to dial 311 on their cell phone and they will notify, are you ready? A health ambassador. To respond to the situation, a health ambassador to rush to the scene to either investigate
health
the
ambassador.
Business. Right. Who isn't, and you know these people are making good money to be health ambassadors. They either have to go investigate the business that isn't checking vaccines, or they'll track down the person that was seen without a mask on. It's this Santa Monica. It's the beach. You can go without a mask.
This is from the party. Don't forget who's the leader said on Inauguration Day that he's going to unite us. Yes, quite. Let's go to some good news. You told me in the break, is it true California is having some walkouts, Jen?
Yeah. You know, even though the recall didn't go through, California is getting our fight back. And in L.A., at L.A. City Hall on Monday, firefighters, officers, and the general public, city workers all showed up because this vaccine mandate is going into effect. Police officers are being told not to come to work. They're being taken off the job. I had several people who were on the show this week who said that they were basically had to turn in their gun and their badge, and now they're off duty. 20 years after they've been serving on the force, they're kicked off. And so 4,000 people in the city of Los Angeles showed up and stood with these city and county workers, including our first responders, stood with them and made a lot of noise. Now, whether or not it's going to work, whether or not anybody is listening, it made me feel really good and happy that we all stood out there having each other's backs and standing up, not against the vaccine, but against the mandates.
Yeah, this is a point I heard somebody make, I think it was yesterday, and it's one we have to use, and I'm so glad you reminded me about it. This isn't about vaccination. This is nothing to do with vaccination. This has to do with personal autonomy. It has to do with the sovereignty of the individual. If you think slavery is bad, it's because the slave didn't have bodily autonomy, didn't have sovereignty. That applies to all human beings of any skin pallor. The question is, do we have sovereignty over our bodies? It's not about vaccines. It's about mandatory vaccines. Follow this lady.
I always say I'm not anti-vax, I'm anti-mandate.
Bingo. Follow this lady at Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Also, crntalk.com. God bless you. If you enjoy our discussions every week, if you like this show, support those who make it possible, especially people like the great Mike Lindell, the inventor of the MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. 51 million sold. They're that good. And Mike's going to give you up to 66% off his more than 150 incredible products. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka, or call 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
America First are brought to you in part by Stand With Israel Tour.
This is a bigger threat, the climate or China?
I think we get paid to examine all the threats to our national security. And I don't know that it does anybody good to put some sort of relative analysis assessment on that. You've heard the secretary talk about the climate as a real and existential national security threat. And it is, not just to the United States, but to countries all over the world. And we consider China as the number one pacing challenge for the department. Both are equally important.
A disgrace to the Navy uniform he once wore. That is Kirby, the Pentagon press spokesman, who just said climate change is a serious threat to China. We have a perfect guest to respond. He fixed the Veterans Administration as the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. He has served as Undersecretary of Defense, Colonel in the Air Force, also in the U.S. Navy Reserve. I heard him speak 2 weeks ago at an event at the Heritage Foundation. He impressed me with what he had to say. And now I found out, as he walked in the studio, that he even knows what K-9 is from Doctor Who when he saw that K-9 in my green room. So that's all the more kudos to this man, Colonel Robert Wilkie. Welcome to America First.
Doctor, it is great to be here. Thank you.
So we can talk about what you had to say about the state of the Army readiness, the deep state, in a moment. But let me just share a personal story with you that speaks to that cut from, I won't call him Admiral, I'll just call him Kirby. When I was a DOD civilian in the last couple of years in the Obama administration, I was teaching counterterrorism and irregular warfare, and I was asked to run an index, a culminating exercise for a group of 05s, 06s in billets in the Pentagon whose MOS were strategists and were in strategy billets. This was the height of the Obama administration. And I asked them, it was a three-day exercise in a hotel not far from the studio here. And I told them on Friday night, pick the biggest threat to America in your cohorts. Saturday, work out a strategy to defeat that threat. And Sunday, you brief me and your fellow colonels on what that threat is. More than half of the teams on that Sunday morning told me that the greatest threat to America is the weather.
Yes.
These are not kids. These aren't West Point, second years. These are colonels. We have and now we're hearing it from this administration at the top of, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. How concerned are you as somebody who's fought for the readiness of our troops, that politics is now in control?
Well, it's in control at many levels. And when I heard today what Mr. Kirby had to say about climate change, I thought, well, that suits Admiral Greta Thunberg,
yes,
to a T.
Yes, and Beijing.
And I'll just give you an example. I think that half of the cabinet went to Europe a few weeks ago to pay reverence to her. Can you imagine in the Trump administration if I had done something like that? But we are missing the next great challenge. And the next great challenge is, of course, China. And when the spokesman says that it is on par with climate change, then you know, and on top of what the press secretary of the president said, that they're not an enemy or a rival, they're a competitor. We're already trying to catch up. The tragedy here is that we're not telling the people the truth. We face a foe that is incredibly more formidable than the Soviet Union ever was, because the Soviet Union, as you know, was a sclerotic, one-dimensional power. The only thing it offered the world was kinetic force.
And also, it was a precarious witch's brew of nationalities,
right,
which you don't have. You have a Han dominance in China.
So you have a messianic leadership in Beijing, a leader who wants to replace Mao and Deng at the center of the Chinese ethos. And you see them moving slowly out into the Pacific. They are probing at all levels. They've probed against Japan, all the way down to Australia and into India. And if we don't wake up, we will lose the most important of all the global commons, and that is that part of the Pacific.
Yeah. Frightening words from a man who knows of what he speaks. He is now with the conservative mothership, the Heritage Foundation. If you want to support an organization that fights every single day for the founding values upon which the Republic was built, please become a member today. Heritage.org. We're talking to former Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs, a colonel in the U.S. Air Force, also served in the U.S. Naval Reserve, and an Army artillery officer's son. Go today to heritage.org. We will be back with Robin Wilkie momentarily. This is America First. I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that is real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain. People like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That should be your story. It could be your story, but there's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. Call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
You've booked your tickets, am I right? Finally, the world is opening up again. The trip we had to postpone to Israel this year, it's back on the books. We're ready to roll. It's the Stand With Israel tour. Next November 30th to December 9th, 10 days in the Holy Land with me and my Salem colleague, Dinesh D'Souza. If you've never been to the site where our Lord walked the earth, this is your opportunity. If you've been before, that's okay, because you've never been with me and Dinesh D'Souza. Book your tickets today for the trip of a lifetime. Go to standwithisraeltour.com or just call 855-565-5519. That number again, 855-565-5519, or just go today to the standwithisraeltour.com website. We're back with the National Security Visiting Fellow at the Center for National Defense at the Heritage Foundation, Robert Wilkie, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs. In the break, we were talking about how this beta male Tony Blinken, the bag carrier for Clinton, was literally bitch-slapped by the Chinese in Anchorage at the beginning of the Biden administration as the chief Chinese communist was reading back BLM and Antifa talking points to Blinken, and he just sat there as our chief diplomat. That's what China thinks of us. But don't we have a more serious problem than just incompetent, feckless, weak members of the cabinet? I look at this breaking news. We have the national security advisor of the Biden administration has been revealed to be the, quote, foreign policy advisor in the Sussman indictment that John Durham dropped 2 weeks ago. So the man who's running national security is listed in the arrest documents for one of the key perpetrators of the Russia collusion hoax. If we add to that, you know, Colonel Vindman, fake whistleblowers, what's it going to take to fix this rot?
Yeah, well, let me go back to what you said about Mr. Blinken. And this sets up where we are right now, and sadly, for the next almost 3 years. First of all, this is a fellow that John McCain said was a threat to national security. McCain took a step that he rarely took. He voted against a presidential appointee. He went to the Senate floor and said, we cannot let this man near the levers of power. The second thing is, he was harangued not by BLM and Antifa words from the Chinese. He was harangued by President Biden's own critique of his country.
Yes.
That's
was the same.
What was stunning.
The talking points are the same.
But that's what was stunning.
Right.
And if that had been Richard Nixon, that had been you, Ronald Reagan, the response would have been, we are not going to be lectured by a country that has murdered 100 million of its own people since 1949. And if they can't defend us rhetorically, how do they defend us kinetically?
If his predecessor had been at the table, I know Mike Pompeo would have got up from that table and walked out of that meeting.
Absolutely.
And Blinken just sat there.
Absolutely.
So it's not just the way our enemies are leveraging the internal weakness of this administration and its ideology and its talking points. It's also this rot from the story I told you about the colonels who say the climate is the enemy to Vindman, saying on Capitol Hill under oath, I was disturbed by what the president was doing and it was my duty to defend the, quote, interagency consensus from the president. I don't know about you, Robert, but when I go to vote for a president, I didn't see in the ballot Hillary Clinton, President Trump, or interagency consensus.
That's
and by the way,
right.
Vindman wasn't elected by anybody. So I'll ask the question again, and I know we could discuss it. And I want you to come back because we could discuss this for so much longer. What's it going to take to get us back to where we were under Reagan, under Trump, to be strong? Peace through strength, Robert.
It's going to take cleaning the Augean stables, and it starts with the senior leadership. And let me get a little technical here. And I never got this chance to make these reforms because I left the Pentagon as undersecretary to go to VA. In my father's day, you could spend almost an entire career without touching Washington, D.C. You know Fort Bragg. You could spend an entire career then on one street, Ardent Street. You just changed the color of your beret. Coming to Washington was something that real soldiers didn't want to do.
No.
What
that
has
was Mike Flynn's problem. He never did before he came to GIA.
Right. So what we have done is we have created a political class within the officer corps that is detached from the day-to-day functions of the armed services. We have to get back
and
to
and they're political animals.
That's right. And they're political animals. If you look at some of the Joint Chiefs, their progression has been since the time they were brigadiers in and out of the Pentagon. And they are susceptible to those political winds, never more so than what you're seeing now. I just saw where the Marine Corps has offered $145,000 to a new diversity, equity, and inclusion coordinator. Now, that's more than the commandant makes in a year.
That's almost what I made as a deputy assistant to the president.
That's right. Oh, I mean, probably more than that.
I made 160.
Did you? Yeah.
What's the title again?
It's coordinator for diversity, equity,
for
and
the Marine Corps?
For the United States Marine Corps.
It's insanity.
But what we're doing is we're getting away from the mission. And
wow.
And if you look at this budget does not keep up with inflation. It siphons off, as you said at the beginning, billions of dollars for climate change. We would be forced to face China right now with aging F-15s and F-16s. We cannot flood the Pacific zone with our submarines as we did in the Reagan administration when someone like John Lehman said, we're going to push the Soviet Union back into its territorial waters.
Yeah.
we have the blueprint for doing this.
We were capable of it.
We were capable of it. Right now, we need to ring the Chinese with our allies and weaponize.
Do we need 600 ships again?
Well, we need close
to that. How many? Close to
that? Oh, yeah, we need at least 400. Yeah. Right now, we have run our ships into the ground.
Right.
And I don't buy the argument that they're more capable than they were then. They can fight more adversaries than what ships did in the 1980s.
Who was it who said that numbers and mass have a quality all
That's
of their
right.
own?
They have a quality all their own. Yeah. And we have gotten away from that because we have worn the hulls out.
This is too important. Can you stay with us for a few more minutes? Can
sure.
you close out this hour?
Absolutely.
This is you know me, guys. I eat, dream, and sleep this stuff, and you know I love it. National security, grand strategy. If I could, if my employees would let me, that's all I talk about for 3 hours a day. But I'm going to exploit it for the next 9 minutes with our very special guest in studio, Robert Wilkie, Colonel. He is a fellow with the Heritage Foundation. Joined today, heritage.org. This is the Salem Radio Network.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
He's another truth teller extraordinaire. Please, as a personal favor to me, if you enjoy this show, support America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani. He's in the crosshairs of the cancel culture leftists. They want to destroy a man who saved New York twice and is still digging for the truth of last November. Go today to RudyGiulianiFreedomFund.com. Express your appreciation for one of the greatest fighters alive today. That's RudyGiulianiFreedomFund.com. We're back with a man who his CV is biased. It's just legendary. You know, he served with the U.S. Naval Reserve. He's served as a colonel in the Air Force. He's been involved with the Naval Special Warfare Group 2. If you know what that is, you know what that is. If you don't worry about it. And he's also been the secretary for the Department of Veterans Affairs. He's now with the Heritage Foundation, Robert Wilkie. Let me
interrupt. I'm going to do... You just had some great bumper music.
We have the best
Hawaii,
bumper music.
Hawaii 5-0. For those of us who are old enough, do you remember... You don't know. You may not know this. Steve McGarrett, the director of the State Police of Hawaii, who was his mortal enemy?
His mortal enemy?
And he appears every year, and the last episode has McGarrett finally cornering him and putting him in.
Tell us.
An agent of the Communist Party of China named Wo Fat.
Wow.
And
it's
throughout that series, McGarrett is looking to the Pacific and trying to convince Washington.
Let's do some real CI, guys. Go back and watch some reruns of Hawaii 5-0 to understand. There was a time when we actually did counterintelligence in this nation. Now, we use those forces for political opponents in this country that we disagree with. All right, we got to get you back. It's already been sold to me. Done deal. We're going to talk strategy for an hour in studio.
Yes.
Let's have a light note or a positive note to end our second hour on before we talk to Phil Kirpin about the latest vaccine mandates. What is the first thing we do for the second Trump administration?
Well, the first thing we do for the second Trump administration is clean house at the Pentagon,
right,
and produce a national strategy that reflects the traditions of America going back to Thomas Jefferson. And that is to defend the global commons. That means sea, air, space, and cyber, and to create a ring around communist China with like-minded friends who are looking and begging for American leadership. And that goes all the way from India to the Korean Peninsula. China is surrounded by people who don't like them. Not in your lifetime. In my lifetime, they fought two wars with India, one with Vietnam, which they lost. They're now threatening Japan with nuclear incineration. They are ready for American leadership. We have to survive these next 3 years.
And you, we can continue this. We can give our listeners across the nation, millions of listeners, a little bit of homework. Just a week ago, you wrote a piece on grand strategy for Heritage.
Yes.
Okay, guys, you heard it. There's your homework. Go now, heritage.org, become a member, download his article, and then we will continue. We will dissect with Robert Wilkie back here in the studio as soon as possible. If you aren't familiar with our one-on-one long-form interviews, subscribe to to the podcast right now. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First, back with the truth about the vaccine mandates.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.